I told Brother McCurry I was going to take one of his thoughts and go down the line on it. I mean, he has taken us to the heights. Glory be to God. You know, and I say that advisedly because God said He's magnified His word above all.
Amen.
Even above His name.
Yes.
Some people lay great emphasis on the name of God, and so they should. But God has magnified His word above all His name. And so in Psalm 103, what time do we finish, Bishop Andrew? Oh, I'll finish before then. Well, who knows? So let's turn to Psalm 103. We want to go to verse 3. I thought, and we must get him to develop this, I thought he was going to take us to the garments. The garments that hold the anointing. And do your garments hold the anointing? Because the oil went down to the garments. But they went no further. Right to the hem of the garment. And they went no further. And many people today lose their anointing. It's dissipated. Because their garments can't hold it. And we need to have garments that can hold the anointing.
Amen.
And those garments weren't made by anybody. They were special people. So here in Psalm 133, and that's the wonderful third verse, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. Not just blessing, the blessing. But I'm going to throw out a question. It's a rhetorical question. I don't want you to answer it. I want you to think on it. What is the blessing? I mean, we use that word all the time, and I would say 99 9/10 of Christians, it's like the gas station, you know. It's always 99.910. And 99.910 of Christians don't know what the blessing is. I didn't know. But I'm a person who likes to find out things. And we were taught, Brother McCurry and I come from the same revival. We're both out of Latter Rain. I don't want to go down the rabbit trail on that. But we were taught that whoever started off the meeting, the apostle who started the meeting with whatever he opened up on, you followed in the same trail. And so that's what I am doing. I'm not attempting to do. I'm doing now is to follow the trail that he opened when he emphasized there the Lord commanded the blessing. What is the blessing? We were also taught what we call the law of beginnings, that you go to where a word first occurs in the scriptures, and what it means there, it's going to mean all the way through. That's a key. You have that key. You'll know more than most preachers know. So we're going to look this morning to where the word blessing first occurs. And we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 1. Because we're going to go a little further. He left us off on the fourth day. I want to just develop a thought here for you, throw it out for you. The first 3 days of creation are the foundation for the next 3 days. Day one, God said, let there be light. He left us with so many things this morning that God saw your face and my face. The word face there, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, not on the deep. This was something totally different. The face of the waters. If you look that word face up, you'll find it's plural. The Spirit of the Lord was moving on the faces. Your face, my face. We were there. And that's where we were chosen. Before the foundation of the world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and everything that was in it. I want to ask you a question. I owe this to Brother Ern Baxter. He knew Brother Ern Baxter. What a preacher. He was known as the Canadian Spurgeon. I preached for him many times. We had great fellowship with Brother Baxter. He used to travel with William Branham, a wonderful man. Brother Ern Baxter was preaching, and he asked the question, what is heaven? You know, Brother McCurry has a saying, you know, why do people, they're always wanting to go to heaven? God isn't interested in getting you to heaven. Heaven's going to pass away. Why do you want to go to a place that's going to pass away? That's Brother McCurry's question. Boy, did I buy that one. We preached it. But what is heaven? It's created. God created it. Had a beginning. And it's going to come to an end. But what is it? And Brother Ern Baxter, this rang my bell, said, heaven is God's time-space dwelling place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, now, let that grab you.
Yes.
God's time-space dwelling place. And the tabernacle that Moses built was an image, an icon of that time-space dwelling place.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. That's why it comes to an end. Because when time and space are done away with, we are God's dwelling place.
Yes.
I will dwell in them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There the Lord commanded the blessing. What is the blessing? Turn with me to Genesis, the first chapter. We're going to the fifth day. The first day, God created light. The fourth day, he housed light in three heavenly bodies. One light, three heavenly bodies, sun, moon, and stars. That's all there is of created light. It's housed in those three heavenly bodies. God is light. There is one God. But three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the fourth day reveals the Godhead. Jesus comes in the fourth day after the sin of Adam. And he reveals the Father. He goes back to heaven as a man. And he pours out the Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are revealed, particularly in the baptism. The Son is in the water, the voice of the Father from heaven, and the Holy Spirit coming upon him and vanishing into him. Oh, hallelujah. The Son reveals the Godhead on the fourth day. The fifth day, now he brought out that we're now in the seventh day. Wonderful. I don't want to get lost in that. There's so much in this very first chapter of Genesis. Let's go to verse 20. Of Genesis 1. God said, and when he said, What a thought this morning when God said that was his intent. And 10 times he says it here in chapter 1, God said. 10 times we have his intent. What is his intent here? And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Wow. The moving creatures that have life, and the fowl, that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind or their species, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them. First time you got the word blessed. This then lays the foundational meaning for blessing. There the Lord commanded the blessing. So God said something, and God blessed them, saying. I want you to notice that he only blessed that which had life. He didn't bless the inanimate. He blessed the living creatures that the waters had brought forth and the fowl that were flying in the heavens. God blessed them, saying, 1. Be fruitful. Fruitfulness is the first part of the blessing. There the Lord commanded the blessing. There he commanded fruitfulness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What is the opposite to fruitfulness, Sammy? Come on.
Barrenness.
Speak up.
Barrenness.
Barrenness. That's the curse. The curse is the exact opposite to the blessing.
Amen. Amen.
God said, be fruitful.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is causing you to be fruitful.
Yes. Amen.
You are not barren.
Amen.
You're a fruitful vine.
Yes.
He's commanded the blessing upon
Amen.
You. Where? There.
Yes.
Where the dew descends upon the mountains of Hermon. Where the anointing oil flows down to the hem of the garment. There God commands the blessing.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Get out of your dead church and get to a place where the anointing is flowing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
There you'll become fruitful.
Yes.
There the Lord commanded the blessing. Brother McCurry said something else this morning. Stay where God puts you. Dr. Shuler says, grow where you're planted.
Amen.
Don't be a church hopper, said Brother McCurry this
Amen.
Morning. We used to say in New Zealand, don't be a spiritual gypsy. Going from church to church. God put you here, there he's commanded the blessing. And when it comes, a lot of people are not there to receive it.
Right.
They've gone.
That's right.
They've gone somewhere else.
Amen.
There the Lord commanded the blessing. Be fruitful and multiply.
Hallelujah.
Multiplied fruitfulness.
Yes, amen.
Multiplied increase.
Amen. Yes.
Multiplication is a quick form of addition.
Yes.
Am I right, teacher? Yes. You bypass plus, 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 and you quickly arrive to the answer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Where the anointing is, where
yes.
the blessing is, there is multiplied increase.
Glory. That's right, brother. Glory.
Multiplied increase in your knowledge.
Yes.
What is the opposite to multiplication? One of the teachers. Division. Oh my Lord, how many churches are in division and not in multiplication? Division is a quick way of subtraction. It's part of the curse. It's part of the curse. Paul said, mark those that cause division and don't fellowship them. And he was writing to the leadership. You put a mark on them like God put a mark on Cain. So that they're identified. Be fruitful and multiply. And what's those next two words? And what? And what?
Fill.
Fullness. Fruitfulness, multiplied increase, and fullness. That's the blessing. It's three parts. What's the opposite to fullness, Sammy?
Emptiness.
That is the curse. The curse is the exact opposite to the blessing. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse.
Yes,
that the blessing, Galatians 3:13-14 now, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith, not through your believing, but through faith. And as he said last night, faith is always in the now. Faith is not in yesterday and it's not in tomorrow. It's always in the now. Now faith is. It is the substance of things hoped for. He touched on that last night. Where there is no hope, you can't have faith operating. What is hope? Hope is your dreams. If the devil can steal your dreams, he's taken your hope. I owe that to him. He steals your dreams so faith can't operate. Dream big. Dream big. By the way, the word nightmare never occurs in the Bible. It's just the word dreams. A message the Lord gave me many years ago, dreaming dreams and visioning visions. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I sit on this stool so it rests my body. He and I have problems with our body, but the Lord is commanding the blessing upon it. We are looking for renewed youth. I mean, we have reached the age, the eagle 75, and we've gone beyond it. It's time now to renew our youth like the eagles. Do we have eagles in Great Britain? But not the beautiful bald eagle we have in America. A golden, oh, I like that. The four eagles. Oh, he took us there, but he didn't develop it. The four eagles on the sails. Oh, hallelujah. Three things, a minimum of three. This is the minimum you can get in the blessing. It's not the ultimate, it's not the maximum. You think that's good? Wait till we go to the next part and see what happened. God said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters. Well, verse 26. And God said, let us, plurality, Trinity, let us make man, not just the male, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them, man is plural, let them have dominion over the earth, I mean, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There's nothing there about the likeness. God created man in his image, but man was to attain to the likeness of God. That's his calling, his vocation. Jesus came and restored the image in his incarnation and his work on the cross. The Holy Spirit comes and works upon our person, Lord, to produce the likeness where we become God-like. Godliness, God-likeness. Great is the mystery of godliness. God-likeness, God manifest in the flesh. And that is the ultimate work of the Spirit, and that's attaining to the likeness of God, where God is manifested in this mortal flesh, where it becomes immortalized because God is manifested in it. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't know why people are not Christians. This is better than going to church.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on here. God, verse 28, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, one, be fruitful. Hello?
Amen.
They get the same as that which has life, the living creature. And multiply. But now he changes the word fill to replenish. And replenish. What does replenish mean, teacher? To refill, to keep on filling. But it has to empty out in order to be refilled. Brother McCurry said something, and I don't think many of you got it, when he talked about why the Dead Sea is dead, because it has all intake and no outlet. Every home here has a gadget that replenishes itself. It has a little plunger. It's usually in the bathroom. And when you push that plunger, it goes, and then you hear, it starts replenishing. Right? And every time I do that, I think of this verse. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. Don't be afraid of emptying yourself out into the lives of others. You will be refilled over and over and over. You'll give of your body. I said to Sammy this morning, I now understand what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. This body sometimes becomes a burden, but we're looking for God to be manifested in the flesh. Job said it, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That was his hope. Hallelujah, the devil couldn't take it from him. And one day he saw God with his eyes. He said, I've heard of you, now I've seen you. We shall see him face to face. Moses looked upon the backward parts of God and his face shone like the sun. We shall see him face to face, it says in 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go on here. Glory to God. He blessed them. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. Matter is to be subdued, not subjected. Subdue it. Subdue the earth, all that is earthly, particularly your body, which is the earthly part of you. You subdue it. That's where you have all your problems. Subdue it. Don't subject it. Don't be like the monks and flagellate it. The body is not to be punished.
Amen.
Subdue it and have dominion. The blessing here consists of five things. With the living creatures, it was three things. Adam lost the blessing when he fell, but Christ has restored it. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That's the blessing that Adam lost. But Christ has restored it to us. Come on, saints. He's restored it to us. Plus, the cross is a plus sign. I want to suggest a good study for you. Get out your concordances and go through every word now where the word blessing occurs. There the Lord commanded the blessing. He commanded fruitfulness. He commanded multiplied increase. He commanded replenishment. He commanded multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. He commanded us to have dominion. We are to rule and reign with Christ. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, as St. Paul in Ephesians. Far above all principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are to rule them. We are to govern them. We are to subdue all that is earthly. We are to have dominion over the whole of creation, of all created matter. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who ate some fish that was off, and it was poisoning him, and his stomach was giving him terrible pains. And this lady who had a ministry of healing went in, and all he was doing was complaining about the bad fish that he ate. And she looked at him and she said, God gave man dominion over the fish of the sea, but this fish has dominion over you. It's time you took your place in the Lord and have dominion over the fish. He got healed like that. Why? He didn't know the word. And when we know the word, and that's why we need people like Brother McCurry to come, and that word becomes a living thing, not just a sermon, but a living word, and it lives in us. The holy, dear Dr. E. Stanley Jones says, we are to be an extension of the incarnation. Christ, the word, was overshadowed by the virgin, in the virgin, and became flesh of her flesh, bone of her bone. So the Holy Spirit overshadows this word as we receive it. Mary said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She received the word, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed it and produced Christ in her. And so as we receive the word, the Holy Spirit makes it flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There the Lord commanded the blessing. As you follow this through, you'll find the next thing that God blessed was Noah and his sons and the animals when they came out of the ark. Then you follow it through again, you'll find the next thing that God blesses is Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow it through, saints.
Yes.
Then follow the blessings through in Deuteronomy 28 and see how God has added to those blessings right there.
Amen.
He wants to bless your storehouse. You don't need more money. What you need is a storehouse. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And God wants to bless your storehouse. Read my book, Why the Hell Am I in Debt? Andrew has copies. We'll bring it here tonight.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Yes,
you'll enjoy it. It's written for an American audience, but the Brits will enjoy it as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There you'll see, we go through the word. And by the way, we don't just put verses, chapters and verses in. We quote the whole scripture, even if it's a whole chapter. Hallelujah. We don't care. We want you to read that word. Most people, when they're reading a book, never read. They'll see the reference, but they never stop to the reading to turn that reference up and check it out. So we decided to put it in for you. It's a small book, but it will bless you, the knowledge that's in it. Some people have read it 6 and 7 times and said, "I've never read anything like it. Why the hell am I in debt?" Why that title? Well, I didn't have that title. I had, "Why the heck am I in debt?" But my beloved daughter Joy said to me, "Dad, in the English-speaking world, heck can have different meanings in different English-speaking countries, but hell only has one." Hallelujah. So it's, "Why the hell am I in debt?"
Yes.
You will enjoy it. It will bless you. Read every part of it.
Yes.
Even the disclaimer. Read that as well.
Amen.
And it will bless you from front to back.
Amen.
Brother Andrew, Bishop Andrew. We are finished.